Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Today is Earth Day. What are you doing?
I came in to work with my windows rolled down. Oh, we pulled weeds.
What?
We pulled some weeds. We pulled some weeds. We did.
Also, what?
I pulled weeds today for Earth Day.
What? What does that have to do with Earth Day?
So you killed bits of the Earth?
Yeah, you
killed
Earth Day?
I killed life? Weeds to make way for actual growth of actual growing things.
On natural grasses. Good
That's
job.
That's earthy. You're welcome.
Ooh, weed is a naturally growing thing. Gives off oxygen.
Mm-hmm. It takes my oxygen when I look out in the patio cracks and I see it.
So you hurt the earth today.
Eh.
Views on climate change have long been associated with partisanship, and they still are, but age is now a factor too. Younger Americans are even more likely to say the U.S. needs to take steps to at least try to slow global warming. There is now a sense of urgency for many in the public. A large majority think it needs to be addressed at least in the next few years, including half who think it needs to be addressed right now. There is a sense that we should address climate change, and there's also some belief that we actually can. By the way, the leading contributors to pollution in the United States has gone down.
Yes.
Oh, we've done a remarkable job.
We have. I was watching Morning Joe today, and they had on a bunch of charts. The U.S., U.K. is leading the way.
Good.
In lowering their emissions.
Good.
The United States is down. Canada and Germany are down. Even China is down a little bit.
Mm.
Biggest violator on the planet, would you care to guess?
India.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
India is the number one polluter on the planet now.
The generation that will walk us out of this crisis, I firmly believe, is Z and beyond. I think they understand in a way that maybe we didn't, that something needs to be done.
By the way, Dana, a very easy answer for what did you do for Earth Day would have been, I drove my Tesla to work.
Thank you, Sam. And every day.
So every day you're helping Mother Earth.
I know, right?
I recycled the cardboard in a toilet paper roll.
Okay. I recycle.
And it went right to the landfill.
Stop it.
Yeah, don't say that to him. Don't say that to him. It stresses him out. And it stresses me out.
By the way, you know, we've talked for years on this program about the pollution problem, the trash on the highways here in Kansas City. How refreshing it was for me. I went to the gym this morning, and I'm driving home, and I see on the side little signs that say litter control next 5 miles or whatever.
Yeah, they're all doing it today, as a matter of fact.
They were everywhere today.
Yeah.
On 435 on the Kansas side and all along Shawnee Mission Parkway. They were everywhere.
Today, volunteers, city staff, local departments all combed over parks and public spaces across the city to pick up waste.
Yeah.
They were around 63rd and Paseo, 49th Street. And my goodness, I saw, I think it was Martin Augustine did one of the stories, just the mound of trash. Because in some of those spots, people treat it as a dump.
Yeah.
For someone else to come around and
you pick it up.
Handle.
Yeah. You pick it up. Well, they were out on 435 and all along Shawnee Mission Parkway this morning.
Good.
And it was great to see them out there picking up trash. But you know, I say that.
It makes me mad that we have to have the cleanup.
Exactly. That's what I was
saying. But then you're happy that they're cleaning it up.
Yeah, right? I was happy that they were out there cleaning it up, but why are they out there cleaning it up?
Now,
and it's not because, let's be clear. Sorry, Sam, I don't mean to interrupt you. I beg your pardon. It's not because you've got your windows rolled down and a receipt just blows out of your car and onto the side of the highway.
No.
This is because you're eating McDonald's, you finish your meal, you roll up the bag, and you just toss it out the window.
Or it's the trash trucks.
I was going to say, KNBC 9 News recently did a deep investigation into this, and they found that a major offender was the trash trucks. But I will say, I have personally seen many times people pull up to a stoplight, roll their window down, just nonchalantly reach their hand out.
Are
not
you
even like they're
serious?
Trying to hide it.
You not seen that?
And
no.
Just drop a full bag of trash right there in the middle of the road.
Okay, now wait. You know I'm not a honker or a Kermit the Frogger, and I'm no longer a Flip the Birder. But if I saw someone just casually dump trash out, I would shame them immediately.
I was driving down the road the other day, Sam and Dana, and this was on Shawnee Mission Parkway between 435 and my house. And I'm just driving down the road, minding my own business. This person had clearly been to Sonic because it was a white styrofoam cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I see, I'm just driving behind him. It's like 55 miles per hour. And I see a white styrofoam cup fly out the passenger window of their car. I could have screamed bloody murder. That makes me so angry. It's so disrespectful.
It wasn't me, officer. It went out the passenger
window. And why can't you just wait till you get to where you're going and toss it there?
Because that cup holder needs to be empty for the rest of my drive.
No, it does
not. That cup is in the way of my right arm, and it must be removed from my vehicle.
What is the fine?
$500.
It's $500 for real.
Mm-hmm. If you get caught.
Have you ever heard of anyone getting caught?
No.
Ever.
The worst part is they know it's wrong, so they look around to see if there's any
exactly
cops around
right.
before they do
so,
it.
So what they do, that's right. They look around. They see the guy behind him is in a Kia. Well, a Kia is a foreign-made car, so it can't be a cop car. All cop cars have to be domestically produced. And so if there's a Kia behind them, me, they know I'm not a cop.
Mm. Is that a law?
I don't know if it's a law or if it's a city ordinance, but yeah, all cop cars are domestically produced.
By the way, Dana, you like to give me advice to not honk at people as often. I went to honk at someone this weekend, and guess what stopped working on my truck?
Did your horn stop?
My horn stopped working.
That's a sign from God.
What does that say to you, Samuel?
It says that the fuse went out, and I'm going to replace it tonight.
No, it says that you have overused that in a manner in which it is not healthy for you or those around you.
It was just really funny. I went to honk and
see, I perceive providence here, and God knew that if that person had heard you honking at them, they would have killed you, Sam.
Okay.
And so God made sure that your horn did not work.
So why does it still not work?
Because you're in horn timeout.
Yeah. God has put you in horn timeout.
You are in horn timeout, and for that I am thankful.
Continued divine intervention.
All right, so speaking of horn, I forgot that many weeks ago I went on Amazon and I bought like the number one rated personal alarm, ladies, for all of us, like in a, you know, if you're in a parking garage where I believe someone was shot over the weekend just off the plaza.
That's right.
She was.
And I, first of all, would not be in a parking garage alone, but I'm going to have my cell phone in one hand, and then I have this little contraption in another hand. And it's about the size of a vape pen, and it hooks, like with one of those really fancy hooks that if you're a hiker, you rappel down a mountain with.
They call it a carabiner?
Yeah, a carabiner on my purse. And if you pull this thing out, all hell breaks loose, ladies.
Can you play it?
I will shut off my microphone.
Is it that loud?
Oh, yeah. And it flashes.
Okay.
So I'm going to have my cell phone in one hand and this thing in the other hand. It's called a Birdie. And I've given them to my daughters.
Can you turn it off once you start it?
Yeah, I've just got to shove that thing back in. But let me turn my microphone off. You just pull it out and then, yeah, hang on. I'll show. I'm going to turn my mic off so it doesn't, you know, right?
Like too loud.
Yeah, this is on your microphone. Okay, ready? You just pull it. Ready? Sound that loud from over there, but trust me, it is.
Turn your micro. That's not that loud. Turn your microphone.
Okay.
I think it's okay.
It goes like this. Oh, God, that is loud. Okay, that is loud.
Oh, my. Oh, gosh.
I can't get it back in.
Put it back in.
I can't get it back in. Oh, okay. Sorry. Now it's back in. So
that is not that loud. You need something louder.
Nope.
Your voice is louder than that.
No, did you? Well, hello. I would be screaming, rapist! Did you also notice that my...
be like, what's that faint hum under her screaming?
Did you also notice that the strobe light that goes off, Sam? I mean, if you have epilepsy, do not look at that thing.
No, you're going into full seizure.
Yeah. So it's also, if it's dark out, it lights the way.
Okay.
Yeah. I just got it yesterday. I'm so excited. Gave it to the girls last night. Yep. Don't leave home without it.
913-586-7798. What just happened?
Nobody kidnapping me. Ain't happening.
Dana, it's not that loud.
No, you need something much louder.
It's loud enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, it is.
We need to get you laughing and then
if you're in a parking
that
garage
thing and see what's louder.
You know what I'm saying? If you're in a parking garage
with the echo.
Oh my goodness.
913-586-7798 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.